Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tu.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Laff and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the owner of Ocean County Wrestling, Chris Classic. How are you doing, Stephen, Chris?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you, Chris.
Chris has joined us to discuss his upcoming show, OCW Golden Chances. You're going to have to help me with the centre's name.
The Mevagilly Activity Centre.
Yeah. So before we get into discussing the events, I just wanted to ask you a few questions about how you got into wrestling, a bit of the history about the promotion. So firstly, how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Since about 1999, I'm going to say. Yeah, 1999.
But also, who were some of your favourite wrestlers growing up?
Undertaker, Cena, well, not Cena growing up, but Triple H, The Rock, Austin, yeah. Those sort of wrestlers.
So then you decided to start a promotion, so how did that come about?
Well, okay, so I've always wanted to do something in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
Like myself, I've got cerebral palsy and I'm a wheelchair user, so I can't actually actively wrestle.
Yes.
So basically, I had a channel, a YouTube group / podcast channel, and I thought, this isn't enough.
Okay.
So then I basically decided to start OCW. Although its original name was Forever Wrestling World, and then it sounded a bit too much of a mouthful, so then I changed it to Ocean County Wrestling.
So how did you go about booking workers for the show?
Oh, so I go to a lot of shows around the, Devon, Cornwall area.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of wrestlers that I like. I word of mouth some of the wrestlers, because some of the wrestlers are really good. My former champion, PJ James, he's been a mainstay in the sort of Cornwall, Devon area for best part of probably say about 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best wrestlers in that area. So I thought, yeah, he was the main star. I needed him. And then the rest, Jason King, who runs Reach Wrestling.
Yes.
I've got him. Yeah, basically, a lot of wrestlers I know or have seen or have heard about, and I just thought, yeah, sounds good.
So do you have a partnership with a local academy or anything?
Not yet per se, but I use some of the Reed Academy students and some of the DWA Academy students. I don't have my own academy yet because this is only my third fourth show.
So when you bring wrestlers in, how do you decide who wrestles who?
Basically, they've already got a running storyline, or if they match up well. So, a guy called Joey Seven, who is relatively new to the business.
Yeah.
He's had a few good matches. He's had a very good match with a guy called Josh Knott. And so I thought, I put them together. They're going to go good chemistry and they work well together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just look at the wrestlers, look at who they work well with, and then put them in a storyline for the... against certain wrestlers,
Cool. So, as you mentioned, you crowned PJ Jones as your first champion. How did you go about choosing your first champion? What's the thinking behind it?
Well, I thought I really needed a... I was going to have a baby face, but then I thought it wouldn't be that effective. So, I started off as a heel champion.
Yes.
So, the first champion I found, and he was probably still is, the biggest heel in the Southwest at that point. So I was like, I'm going to make him the champion and then make my babyface, who is now the current champion, August Jackson.
Yes.
Chase him around. And they had, three matches?
Yeah.
Against each other. The first one ended in shenanigans, say PJ won. The second one ended in shenanigans, say PJ won. And August won the third one. Because the guy that runs the shows with me, Oliver Johnson, he's like the heel in the scenario, and we've got this feud going on where my team faces his team.
All right. Okay.
And at the next show in May, we've got the company like on the line. My five guys are mine against five guys are his.
Oh, like Survivor Series style.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, like Survivor Series 2001.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So, take us back to your first show of OCW. How did it go?
So, my first show was actually Forever Wrestling World. I used a company back then that's recently gone out of business, actually, which is, ceased trading for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
LEP in Torquay.
Yeah.
I used their ring and some of their wrestlers, and I used some of the other wrestlers that I use now, like August Jackson and Drake Winter, and I had Ruthless Ruth Jackson, who was very good. That was my first FWW show, and then I renamed the company.
Yeah.
So then my first OCW show, and that was when I had the ring, I had the guys, it was really good. I really enjoy it. My aim is to get some more and more people to come to the show if I can.
So how do you decide which storylines are going to be from show to show, which are going to be self-contained storylines?
So at the moment, we've got this storyline that I've just told you about with the five guys on each. So at this show, we've got a tag team match that's going to go on with two of my guys against two of his guys.
Yes, is that the August Jackson and Venom versus...
August Jackson and David Eaton versus PJ James and Jason King, yeah.
Yes.
The first show was basically crowning my first couple of champions.
Yeah.
So we crowned the first heavyweight champion was obviously PJ Jones.
Yes.
Then the tag team champions at the time were the Heritage City Hitmen, but then one of them kind of had to retire. So then I had the Brothers Law, so now the Brothers Law are my tag team trophy holders. And Tyler Hawk is he's really good. He's like one of the most underrated wrestlers in the Southwest, probably in the whole UK, actually.
Yes.
He doesn't get used very often. But he's currently my junior heavyweight champion, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And he's currently in a feud with Max Wilson over that belt.
Cool. So I've one of your roster members, Drake Winter, who's a friend of the show, has been in touch. So he wanted to know, he said, can you ask how he will feel when the winner's circle see control of OCW in months?
Oh, okay. My response to that, is just, keep dreaming, Drake, because it's not
going to
happen.
So I assume Drake's going to be a part of the opposite team.
Yes. He is part of the other team. I also have the Metal Militia on 25th as well. And the Wit.
This is the Emperor Drake Winter, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So we'll come back. So you've got your Who's Show coming up, OCW, Golden Chances. So what should the listeners expect from an OCW event before we get into the card?
Well, they should expect good heels, good faces, good storylines, good matches, and normally a raffle.
I always do very well in my local raffle.
Like 3 hours of just bell-to-bell action. There's not much talking.
No.
Like, there's a little bit, but nothing over the top. It's mainly just wrestling and then wrestling and then wrestling, and, you know. It's not like WWE where they have people sitting and standing in the ring and talking for 45 minutes for the show.
So is it a family event, or is it over 18 show? Or?
It's a family event, yeah.
Me and my kids love going
I've been to a few over 18 shows, and in my opinion, a couple of them work. Like, the ones that have worked well, like the Reach one was awesome.
Yes.
Because it was in a new venue and they had different wrestlers. But the other one I went to wasn't so good. But I believe I'm probably not experienced enough to put on an 18 plus event. Yeah, I need to get more of a following first.
Yes.
At the moment, I'm so friendly in the minute. But yeah.
Yeah, next week I'm going to my first 18 plus event in Liverpool. A lot of fun. Right, so the announced card so far. So if the storylines behind the matches, listeners know, we'll start with the Rumble. So does the winner of the Rumble get a title shot?
The winner of the Rumble gets a ACW heavyweight title shot at a later date.
Yes.
Which hasn't actually been determined yet. It would have been in May, but I've got that big tag match in May, so later on.
Yeah.
They'll get a title shot.
And is it going to be traditional Rumble rules?
I've not thought about that yet, but I'm pretty sure it will be, yeah. I might include pins or submissions or whatever in there, but I'm not sure yet.
That's, I've seen some weird ones over the years. I went to an EPW, and they did matches during the show, and all the losers started the match, and then every 2 minutes all the winners came in. I thought it was an interesting way of doing it.
Yeah. I've also seen, I remember in TNA, they did a backwards one where everyone tried outside the ring.
Well, the first, wasn't it? The first 10 people to get in the ring, wasn't it? And then it went to traditional. That was weird.
It didn't make any sense.
No. I remember that. I remember them trying it again a couple of years later, and it still didn't work. So
yeah, let's go through the card if you'd like.
Yes, yeah.
So we've got Max Wilson against Tyler Hawk for the OCW Junior Heavyweight title.
Yes, yeah.
That's a rematch because they wrestled at the last show.
Yeah.
You've obviously got the... Right, so the two big boys from the Reach Academy, which are the Monsters of Men. I think they're about 6 foot each.
Wow.
And they're going to be taking on Metal Militia in a number one contenders match.
Yes.
They were meant to be fighting the Brothers Orr for the title, but one of them got, injured.
Yes, okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, and that's now going to be a number one contenders match, so it's going to be the Metal Militia, Axel Steel and Johnny Sparks versus the Silver Pack and...
Redwood,
yes. I kind of forgot his name now. How did I do that? Yeah, Silver Pack and Redwood, and they'll be with Vinny Clay, who's kind of their manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be the number one contenders match. And then we also have the tag match. Which is... Oh, we got Joey Seven versus Josh Knott one-on-one.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a really good match. Well, they're all going to be really good matches. Hopefully. And the one before the Rumble will probably be the tag team, which is August Jackson and David Eaton, who was one half of the Heritage City Hitmen.
Yes.
The irony of that tag team was in the first show, David Eaton with his then partner, Joshua Goodwin, basically stopped August from winning the title.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes. But Eaton is now on the light side, on the right side of the, company.
Yes.
So, yes, he's seen the error of his ways. And now him and August Jackson will be fighting Peter James and Jason King, who actually have history in Reach.
Yes.
In Reach, they don't like each other particularly much.
All right. Okay.
So that would be interesting.
So an unlike partnership.
Yeah, it's strange bedfellows, actually.
Yes. Okay. They're always the best tag teams, though. Strange yeah. ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some good strange bedfellow tag teams out there in a minute. And then it will be the OCW Golden Chances Rumble, where the winner of the Rumble at a later date will receive an OCW Heavyweight title shot.
Yes. Sounds like a great card. So will the Rumble be on your YouTube channel eventually? I can see it.
The Rumble should be on the YouTube channel, yes.
Yeah, because I watched the last Rumbles on your channel at the moment? I watched that.
Yeah, there was a sort of last minute thrown together Rumble and the first show.
Yeah. I watched that today at my lunchtime.
Yeah, hopefully this Rumble is a lot. It's going to be a lot more planned and a lot more thorough,
yeah.
Put it that way.
Will a friend of the show, Drake Winter, be taking part in the Rumble, or is he not on the show at all?
Your friend of the show, Drake Winter, will be in the Rumble.
Wow, if he wins then. Right, so links for tickets and information.
The links for the tickets are, so you go to the Ocean County Wrestling Facebook page.
Yes.
Then you click on events. Then January the 25th, OCW Golden Chances at Mervyn Giddy in St. Austell. And then you go on ringsideworld.co.uk.
Yes.
There should be a link on the tickets, and then you can get tickets there. They are £8 for adults.
Wow.
And £5 for under 13.
Great. I'll put links all in the description if you want to buy a ticket for the show. So, last question before we go. So, So if you could do like a dream three-match OCW card with one women's, one tag, and one main event, what matches would you use?
Right, I'm going to go for the UK-based wrestlers, I think.
Yes, yeah.
As opposed to the WWE TNA set of wrestlers.
Yeah, if you can make it a realistic card.
If you're going for a, let's say a tag team match, I'll go for the tag team which at the moment is probably one of the best tag teams in the... I know I said I wasn't going to be using any, but I'm going to be using some of the WWE UK guys.
Yeah.
So, the Grizzled Young Veterans, Richard Gibson and James Drake. And they will be taking on the Brothers Or, who are my current OCW tag team trophy holders.
Oh, that'd be a great title match.
Then for a woman's, I'm trying to think now, probably be Ruthless Ruth Jackson, who's one of the NEP graduates.
Yes.
Versus probably someone like Ginny.
Yes, I really like Ginny. She does a lot of work in Chaos, so she's not far from you.
I've not been to a Chaos show. I'm gonna try and get to one at some point at the end of this year.
Yeah. They're just gonna save now by
Flash Morgan Webster and other guy.
Wild Boar,
Mike Kinchman. Yeah.
Yes, I'm so glad they've been saved. Dave Mercy, the promoter, was the first ever guest on this podcast, so I've got an affection.
Okay, so then did you say the main title?
Yep, your main event.
So we've got to go for a really strong baby face. Actually, no, I'm going to go for four. I'm going to make it a four-way.
Yeah.
So you've got August Jackson, who's my current champion, against someone I really like but will never get because he's otherwise engaged in New Japan Pro Wrestling at the minute.
Yeah.
And that's Will Ospreay.
Wow.
Pete Dunne. And probably Eddie Ryan.
Oh, I love Eddie Ryan, yes.
Eddie Ryan's going to go far. He's already been on NXT UK twice. He's already been on, and he was on the 5-star roster.
Yes, I really enjoyed him on the 5-star roster. The English line, yeah, Eddie Ryan, guys, would be a great match. Though.
Yeah. So, guys, if you are free and you're in either the Cornwall or Devon area on January the 25th, check out check out OCW Golden Chances at the Mervyn Gizzy Activity Centre, which the doors open 6:30, the show starts 7:00. There will be a raffle and a post-show meet and greet where you can meet all the stars of the show.
Does that cost extra, or is that part of the price?
That is probably going to be an extra £5. Yeah, angry.
That's my 4-year-old's favourite part of the show, was meeting all the...
I love it. Even though I've seen all the rest of the 500 times, I still like seeing them.
Yeah. I like doing it now, because most of the people at my local show I've interviewed, so they kind of know each other now. It's quite fun.
Actually, for my other... I'm going to make it a 5-way for the main event. I'm going to add Dirty Dick Riley into that.
Yes. he's somebody I really want to see live.
There's too many what I call quality main event wrestlers in this area for me to pick, because there's Joel Redman.
Yes.
Who was under the grey in NXT.
Yes, I've met him.
There's Eddie Ryan, obviously. Justin Reese is starting to work more in Plymouth now.
Yes, he was at my local show
about
2 months ago. He's huge.
He was actually a
physio at college I went to. Yeah, when he was on World of Sports, he didn't look that big, but I met him after his show in New Brighton, and he's huge. Yes,
probably didn't look that good because he was probably stood next to someone like Crater, who is actually massive.
He's absolutely... All right, so before we go, do you want to promote any social media you have?
Right, so I have... There is an OCW Twitter page called Ocean County Wrestling. There is the Ocean County Wrestling YouTube channel, as you've obviously found.
Yes, I was watching it today.
It has promos on there from post shows. It has matches on there. Actually, I think there's only two matches at the moment, but there are going to be more matches.
I see you do pay-per-view reviews, and so are you still doing that, or is that stopped now?
No, not really. It's a bit too long-winded now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to do pay-per-view reviews on there, so there's all sorts on there if anyone wants to take a watch. And also, obviously, have I mentioned the Facebook? I can't remember whether I mentioned the ACW Facebook group.
Yes.
So that is, hang on, coming back. If you want to go on Facebook, just type in Ocean County Wrestling, and you should find us on there.
Yeah, I'll put links in the description to all your social medias and find it that easily. So I've really enjoyed speaking to you there. Love to have you on again in the future, and good luck with OCW Golden Chances.
Thank you. It should be one hell of a show.
Yeah, it sounds like it.